When the Grammys are handed out next week, the duo known as Kathy and Marcy hope to avoid becoming the Susan Lucci of the music world. Lucci is the soap opera actress who was nominated for an Emmy 19 times before she finally won. This is just the fifth nomination for children's entertainers Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer.
If we ever do win, I do have plans for the trophy. What I'd like to do is take it to kids' gigs and pass it around the audience and get fingerprints from every kid on it.
If they do win this time, it will be for their CD, All Wound Up, which is nominated for Best Musical Album for Children.
Three blind mice and little Bo Peep go swinging, looking for her sheep. You know, Rip Van Winkle, he couldn't sleep. He had to swing it, baby, swing.
Kathy and Marcy are former teachers who have been singing and writing children's songs together for more than 20 years. Their albums are characterized by sophisticated arrangements and high production values normally reserved for adult recordings. For their new album, Kathy Fink says they recruited the help of an offbeat and eclectic polka group called Brave Combo.
About 4 or 5 years ago, we were performing at a folk festival out in Santa Barbara called the Live Oak Festival. And Marcy and I did our set. And shortly after that, this group we'd heard of for years called Brave Combo came on. And the music was astounding. And after a while, they had 5,000 people up dancing to the heavy metal version of the Hokey Pokey.
Put your left foot in, your left foot out, your left foot in and shake it all about.
We just went nuts over all the styles of music they played, a fabulous horn section, great rhythms. So I went and talked to the band leader, Carl Finch, and I said, you know, we'd love to think about trying to do something with you guys.
And what you came up with was this very, very eclectic sound, lots of styles. In one song, Patty on the Railroad, under styles you have Celtic, old-time string band, Dixieland, and miscellaneous.
We ran out of what we could call these things. We started that piece in the heart of the old-time country music that Marcy and I play with banjo and mandolin and fiddle and stuff like that, and then kept adding different things. We had no idea what was going to happen to it.
One of the most wonderful songs on this CD is about the child's room, the child's disaster zone. What was your inspiration for that?
My desk, actually.
Your own desk?
My desk, plus it's an issue that parents and kids are often arguing about. And what one of the things Kathy and I really love to do is find those issues that can be problems for years and sources of conflict and try to find ways to make them funny.
Cared so much for neatness or visitors. I threw stuff in and just closed the door. The many science projects, stuff made of clay. The pile grew 2 inches a day. The dirty laundry, the socks from my feet. The things from dinner I do not eat. The 27 paper airplanes and their airstrip were never meant for spectatorship.
Were never meant for spectatorship.
Well, I have to tell you that I conducted an experiment before I came in here. I was listening to this CD, and I called my own kids into the room, not to listen to it, but to talk to them and to see what would happen with this background music. They both were dancing within 10 seconds.
And success. That was a success.
But that hits on closely, if I may, a thing that's pretty very important in the children's music genre, and that is for an artist to know the difference between all the ages. Know what makes a 2-year-old laugh, know what reaches the heart of a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, and on up. And you can really only do that by spending time with large groups of kids.
One of the really fun songs in this is the spaghetti song. The frustrated chef who can cook any kind of pasta, but the child wants spaghetti. Why do kids always want spaghetti?
It's fun.
It's
you can
predictable.
Make a mess. It's a wonderful food, and it was a piece of brilliance for Bubba Hernandez, the bass player in Brave Combo, to create that song. It really hit the nail on something that goes on in every household.
He's a master chef at an Italian restaurant. He's trained for many years. He can take anything you want and get it ready. But when kids come in, they grin and tell the waiter that
only want spaghetti. He could be making bella, fettuccine, scallopini, tortellini, or linguine, minestrone, macaroni, provolone, pepperoni, ravioli, mostaccioli, but they say I only want spaghetti.
You two have been doing this for so many years. Has it changed over the years?
Very much. You know, it's been over 25 years that we've been performing with kids. And kids have become way more sophisticated. The songs that we might have chosen for 10-year-olds 25 years ago are the songs that we might sing for 6- and 7-year-olds now.
Marcy?
A 10-year-old is now faced with all kinds of things that 10-year-olds were not faced with 20 years ago. But biologically, they're exactly the same. So what we want to do is not miss that development, because they're marketing pop music to younger and younger kids all the time. And to do that is to miss some of the joys of those ages, to really get in there and dig around and see what that child is thinking at a particular time or what's going on in the world and how kids respond to it.
A long day at work, a long day at play, a place you feel safe at the end of the day.
You know, at 10, the kids have one foot in what we do still, and one foot in the pop music world. And what we try to do continuously is just plain play great music and offer them one more year of childhood before they've moved out of kids' music altogether. And hopefully, all those years that they spent with us will come back in a very positive way, you know, when they're done those teen years and all, whatever they do during that time frame.
Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer. Their Grammy-nominated children's CD is titled All Wound Up.